This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you have any questions for our retirement planning for professionals from Klaus Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing very well. Malia, how are you this morning?
Fabulous. Summer is underway.
It is well underway, which we've got to love, and we've got a big show coming up today, a lot to talk about. Let's get right to business. Let's talk about, and this is something we've touched on in parts of other shows, in the importance, it's about the importance of kind of putting together that financial team and where Klaus fits into that assembly. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this comes up quite often. People want to know, obviously, hey, what is it that Klaus Financial does? And then furthermore, who else is involved for me to carry out a good financial plan? And so Klaus Financial, think of us as the coach slash quarterback of our clients' financial affairs, meaning we do not do everything. We don't play every role on the field. Anybody who says they do, by the way, is just full of it. So you can't be the expert of everything, and we don't claim to be. But we are almost, if you put it in terms of kind of the physician world, think of us as the coordinated care expert or the family doctor, the one who certainly is not the specialist in your heart, certainly not the plastic surgeon, certainly not the anesthesiologist, but coordinates the care across all of those different people you have in your financial life. So who am I really talking about here? Well, people who would be involved in your financial life that are pretty important might be your insurance agent, your banker who helps you with refinancing your debt, things like that, your accountant slash CPA, your investment advisor, and your estate planning attorney. Those are the five most common professionals we see involved in kind of a year-to-year basis in most people's financial lives. And they're critical players in your financial team. But the question is, who's coordinating them? And that's what Klaus Financial does. So we are the coordinator of those professionals, and we also can play one of those positions. And the one position we can play when people want us to is the investment advisor. So we help people plan for retirement and invest for retirement.
CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us from Klaus Financial. If you have a question, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Retirement planning professionals, our numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klaasfinancial.com. You may call at the office as well, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. I've made the mistake a couple of times of typing 5 for the month these past couple of days. It takes a little while. It takes me about a week. I don't think I'm unique in that, especially as we kind of get into these summer months and our minds are in other places. But as we're switching over, we're in the 6th month of the year. We're at that halfway point, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And, you know, it's actually good when we have kind of year breaks or half-year breaks to kind of take a look at what have we done in the last 6 months, where are we at in our goals. And one of our big things we speak to our clients about all the time is what have they added to their retirement savings thus far for the year, how far along, perhaps at this point they've just recently received a raise. Sometimes they don't like when we ask them that question because they know what the next question is if they've just gotten a raise, what percentage have they increased their retirement contributions by? Because normally we say if you're getting a 2 to 3% bump for merit perhaps, go ahead and take 1%, 2% and add that into your retirement savings because you weren't missing it before, you won't miss it going forward. But in retirement, you're going to benefit from that. So this is a good time to take a look at your emergency savings as well. You know, perhaps some things have come up at the house. You've had to take care of those. We need to replenish emergency savings. Normally, we talk about a cushion of 6 to 12 months. Some people feel like they would like to have, you know, 2 years' worth of savings for a rainy day, so to speak, if a job was lost or something, a really large emergency came up. But typically 6 to 12 months of living expenses is probably pretty adequate. those emergency savings should always be liquid. We point that out a lot. They should be sitting at your bank. We all know they're not making any, generally much interest to speak of, and that's why we're not trying to save 5 years' worth sitting in liquid assets that are not making any money for you. But we do always ask the question, what's coming up in your life? Is there a wedding? Is there a big trip? Is there remodeling at the house that you do need some extra cash funds for? Let's plan ahead. Let's save for those and make sure that, you've got those earmarked. But just to refocus back on the savings into your IRAs or your 401ks at work, let's talk about those limits again. Again, we're halfway through the year. If you're contributing into a 401k and you're under the age of 50, this year in 2016, you can put away as much as $18,000. So perhaps you weren't able to contribute as much the first 6 months. You can usually go into that plan, usually online for a lot of people. Could be your 403B, any retirement savings, and just increase your contributions so that by year's end you can max that out. If you're putting money into an IRA and you're under 50, those limits are $5,500 this year.
She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have a question for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online at klaasfinancial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. You'll just pick up the phone, give them a call. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later on in the show, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. $25 gift card for Applebee's. We'll explain how you can win that. We'll do that next. Take more of your calls. Talk a little bit more about saving and preparing for retirement. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, don't forget you can also find them online, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, or you can give them a call at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to set up an appointment. It doesn't cost you anything for that first meet, that sit down, the kick of the tires, as CJ likes to describe it as. Of course, we are joined by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial this morning, talking about kind of one, we're halfway through the year, looking back and where we're at and where we're going to be going. And I know in that last segment, we talked about saving money and having some liquid assets as well, things there for emergencies and how much you do. It feels sometimes when we talk about this stuff, it's a lot easier said than done.
It is, yes. Well, and I do want to reflect on something that Malia was just talking about there relative to this emergency reserve. I can't tell you, every time we sit down with a new person, there's kind of topics that we'll call exciting or exhilarating or sexy, and then there's topics that are really boring, like, you know, budgeting and paying taxes and, you know, saving for your next vehicle. And I have to admit that as Malia and I sit down with people, their success or failure is much more defined by their planning than it is by if they bought the right investment. Let me repeat that. The success or failure of our average client is much more defined by their ability to plan appropriately than it is by if they bought the perfect investment. Now, as soon as we sit down with people, what do you think they want to talk about? You know, what can I invest in that's going to make me a bunch of money? And, you know, Malia and I go, whoa, do you have a reserve? Are you saving for your next vehicle? Have you considered putting money away for the kids' college? And, of course, they go, no, I haven't done that, but what's the investment, right? And so I'm just going to encourage all of our listeners out there, make sure that planning component is involved, because that will be a much bigger factor of your success or failure. Now, with that out of the way, you're exactly right. It's a lot easier said than done when it comes to saving for retirement. I think a lot of people know that, hey, I need to be saving towards retirement, but the question is how much? Our rule of thumb is try to save about 10% of your gross income over your working career. If you do that, it should put you in a great position by the time you retire. But unfortunately, as Malia will attest here momentarily, people just don't do that. So Malia, why don't you talk us through what the average account balances are?
Yeah, and I think this is kind of a sad statistic that people might not be aware of. The Federal Reserve released what the median balance of our retirement accounts are held by Americans. So in case you thought they didn't know what you have, they do, by the way. And what they came up with was that the median balance is currently less than $60,000 across the board. And so if you've put away more than that, let's just start out by saying you're beating that number. You're not quite in the clear, because when we really look statistically at what does that mean in retirement, if you only have $60,000, what is that going to equate to on a monthly basis? So they looked at, again, that was the median, so there's higher and lower than that. You look at the age between 65, average 65-year-old, they've put away $148,000. Well, so if we look at $148,000 that perhaps you've got in investment accounts, if that's the average for that age, and you look at what we've repeatedly said, you could pull about 4% per year out of that, you're talking, you know, maybe $400 a month, maybe $450 a month that you could pull out of that little nest egg. You add that to the average Social Security income in America right now, which is about $1,300 a month. You're talking about $20,000 approximately per year total of income. So, again, we don't want you to be average. We want you to have more than average. And the point to this is, in retirement, we want you to be comfortable. We don't want you to have debt. So that's always the goals we're working to, that CJ's alluding to. Have some goals, move towards them, and really take the time to say, let's plan ahead and start increasing our retirement savings, because we really don't want to see people in a position where they can't afford to enjoy retirement.
Is this one of those disciplines that's easier if you start young?
Well, of course it is, but those of us who are parents know it's hard to instill that sometimes in kids, mm-hmm. and it's actually much more difficult to instill in adults. Mm-hmm. So the sooner, the younger, obviously, the much better. You know, most of us know that when money lands into our account, our checking account, that looks disposable. I mean, I'm guilty too. It's disposable. But if that money seems to run directly to savings, directly to my retirement accounts, I don't see it, I don't use it. So that's really the point we want to get across today. Let's beef up all across the board whatever you want to save for, whether it be the children for college, your retirement, or simply your savings for a rainy day.
Well, and Malia and I, you know, reflect on just a generation or two ago when our maybe parents or grandparents didn't have the ability to go online and view all the transactions through their bank accounts. And so, you know, for anybody who has a parent or grandparent who has done this, they would have these long ledgers, right? These like kind of books of almost an Excel formula-like visual that they would be.
Some people still do.
Yeah, that's right. They'd be keeping track of this. And so, you know, we look at that and we go, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that technology has replaced that. And my comment would be the influx of technology on the financial affairs of people has been significantly worse for them than it would have been if they had just tracked it. Because here's the problem. If I ask the average person, how much do you have in your bank account today? They would go, I don't know. I have no idea. Let me log in online and see what my wife and my kids have been spending. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. You don't know where, how much is in your account. You don't know where that money goes. And so, to Malia's point, once it hits your checking account, it's basically as good as gone. So the best way to save then is to try to make sure it is a pre-checking account savings. So think of that as your 401k contribution, right? Before you ever get paid, that money goes into the 401k. I started with somebody about a decade ago, a young person, and he said, I can only save about 7% of my wages, which is below that 10% number that I wanted. But I said, hey, start there. We'll increase it every year. Well, he just lived and he never felt like he was doing very much. And 10 years later, we stopped and looked and he had like $99,000 in his account. And he was just dumbfounded because he literally hadn't looked over that 10-year time frame. And that's just a testament to, it's kind of like paying Social Security wages. You can afford to pay 6.2% into Social Security because you don't have an option. Right? And my comment would be, you can afford whatever you want to afford if you view it as not optional. It's when we start viewing it as optional, that's when we get ourselves in trouble.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number, 321-1310. Or if you want to call us toll free, it's 877-235-1310. Telephone number for Kloss Financial's offices, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget also, later in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We're going to talk a little bit about get into gifting, which is a big question a lot of people have. We will do that next and take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Still got a little bit of time if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later in the segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Applebee's. Don't forget about the website as well, Kloss Financial. Financial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, joined by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. And we're talking, we just got done talking a little bit about putting away as much as possible and some of the things to think about and techniques for doing it to make it as painless as possible and some of the great benefits. And Malia, in a previous segment, you had mentioned, you know, when money ends up in our checking account, and I know CJ, you echoed this as well, is at that point, it's pretty much gone. We're going to spend it. We're going to find a way to spend it.
I know, Sean, you've been listening to us for a few years now, so I'm expecting you probably have put away a lot
plenty.
By listening to us, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The millionaire next door, Sean Preble, folks.
Maybe. We'll never know.
I like it.
Let's talk about gifting. And you know, you reach that point where you accumulate, and maybe as a parent, you want to give or gift to an adult child some money. There's some questions about, of course, the T word, which is, of course, taxes. And that's definitely a consideration. And there are ways, obviously, you got to pay your fair share, but there are ways to make sure you pay your fair share and nothing more, right?
Right. And so I'd just like to back up for a minute. You know, this is something, again, it's nice to have a semi-annual look at things. Mm-hmm. And we tend to talk about gifting at the end of the year. That's when people are looking for, how much can I save on my taxes, perhaps, if I make some kind of charitable contributions. But I think it's something, as CJ said, we need to plan for. Start making those gifts earlier in the year, not just year end. So start planning for those. We sit down with a lot of clients who are in situations, quite honestly, where perhaps they don't have children, perhaps they don't have a spouse, and they're just accumulating money. And just accumulating money sounds good on the one hand, but on the other hand, perhaps for income tax purposes or because they're generous, there are ways people should maybe be looking at, how much could I gift to maybe a nephew, for example, who's going to college this year? I'd like to help him out while I'm living rather than leaving it all behind if I've passed away to, you know, someone's name on a paper, so to speak. So looking at gifting opportunities is important throughout the year. The limits are $14,000 that you can give per person. So in other words, let's say you're married and you have a child, you can gift $14,000 from the husband and $14,000 from the wife in any given year. So that person could receive $28,000. Those are the federal gift limits right now. If you go over and above that, then you may be, according to whatever your accountant would tell you, you may in fact have to file a gift tax form. But there's an exemption amount, which is over $5 million, $5.4 million. similar to the federal estate exemption amount. So unless you're going to give away more than $5 million, we're not going to, you know, totally be stressed on this issue. But I think just understanding that I could gift up to that amount. Now, am I going to save anything on my taxes when I gift? Number one question. Probably not. If you're giving it to a friend or to a child, you're not going to have a deduction. And they will not have to pay taxes on that gift either. So it works both ways. If we're going to talk about charitable contributions, then we're talking about some possible deductions. And I'll let CJ talk about that.
Yeah, so I really hope people are listening closely, because as Malia mentioned, this does come up quite often. So bottom line, folks, is your child is not a 501c3. They are not a charitable organization.
It feels like it.
That's true. We should maybe lobby for that in Congress. Yeah. That children are deductions. When you give money to them, you're not going to get some sort of tax break or deduction on your taxes for that gift to them. Only to charitable organizations would you get that deduction. But then I also want to reiterate what comes up very often to us is, okay, I've heard I can gift up to $14,000, but you know, I'm a single parent and my son needs 20 grand for his down payment. And so if I give him over that 14,000 and I give him 20, that means 6,000 of it is going to whack him with taxes, or I'm going to get whacked with taxes. And the comment is, no, that's not true. It just, up to the $14,000 amount, there's no gift tax form filed at all. It's above that where you have to file it as a gift. But then at that point, you just claim it as part of what's called your lifetime exemption amount, which is this $5.43 million of federal estate tax. And by the way, if you do that, if you claim it as part of that, so if you have $5.43 million you can gift as part of your lifetime exemption, and you give $6,000 over that $14,000, it just means it reduces your lifetime exemption by that $6,000. Okay? Doesn't mean you pay taxes on the gift, and it doesn't mean the receiver pays taxes on the gift. So there's actually quite a bit of wiggle room here when it comes to gifts, but what a lot of people will do is they'll just say, oh, I get it. Okay, so I don't need to worry about claiming or filing anything. And I would go, no, that's not what I said. It just means you want to claim it and you want to file it appropriately, because you have a lot of room here to be gifting. So anyway, I hope people finally understand the difference.
But you can get the deduction if you're looking at, as CJ said, the 501c3s. And that's an important area to look at when you're doing your estate planning as well. So just keep that in mind as you sit down and make your plans with your investment advisor and with your attorney.
Well, people have heard it pays to be healthy, or it pays to be charitable. And my comment would be, it does, right? It pays to be healthy, because then when you go to get life insurance or medical insurance or whatever it might be, you get cheaper rates. It also pays to be charitable, because at the end of the year, you get to claim those charitable contributions to those charitable organizations as deductions, and it pulls money off the top line of your taxes. So really talk with your financial advisor about that.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online at klossfinancial.com, klaasfinancial.com. You also pick up the phone, give them a call if you want to set up an appointment, meet with them. They'd love to meet with you. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial's offices. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Then if you are the first caller with the correct answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, you will win a $25 gift card for Applebee's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the Federal Reserve, what is the median balance of retirement accounts held by Americans? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer in the next 30 minutes will win that $25 gift card for Applebee's. Don't forget that number as well. To set up an appointment, doesn't cost anything to get to know the folks at Kloss Financial. They'd love to get to know you. The number 442-5637. CJ Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klass Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klass Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klass Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klass Financial.